Good day, my dear friend. This is Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland, and I want to welcome you to our broadcast. We pray that you'll be blessed by the word today. Let's join the service already in progress. How many folk are in the spirit of Advent? I mean, you really sense his presence during this time, and we come today just to give God the praise and the glory. We thank him, we worship him, and we look to him who is our strength. Is it your strength today? Have you found that he'll be there for you in any situation? Can I get an amen on that? That whatever you need, God's got it. Let's bow today. Heavenly Father, as we come today, we thank you for all of your many blessings. And we come to tell the story from the Bible. The old, old story, how you sent your son, Jesus Christ, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. We thank you that he didn't just stay there, but one day he went to a cross, died for us, and rose again. And one day, he'll return to claim his own. We pray even now that as we declare your word, that we might decrease and that you might increase. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. For our in-house viewers, we'll be doing straight up today. You won't see the screen move, but it's all right. As long as the Spirit moves, amen. There's a word of Scripture, and you heard it shared earlier. It comes from the Gospel of Luke. As I always say, gospel simply means good news. There in the second chapter, verse 25 through 27, now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. We go down to verse number 36, and it reads, there was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. I want to conclude our series today from the title, Waiting for Jesus, Part 3. Waiting for Jesus, Part 3. The drama continues. A lot has happened since we came together last. First of all, Mary and Joseph got married. Amen. And as a result of that, there was still talk around Nazareth, but they were preparing to leave that place. It had been ordered to go to the nearest town. For them, it was Bethlehem, because there was the counting or the census. And so he didn't jump in a SUV, but they got on a beast and made that trip from Nazareth down to a little town called Bethlehem. And while they were there, guess what happened? Jesus was born. Now you look at me like you don't know that story. You know how it's going in. But there's always different parts to highlight. They get there. They try and check in at the inn. And there's no room in the inn. Amen. The no vacancy sign had gone up. And all they had was a stable. And so Jesus was born in a stable, there with all of the animals. The wise men had come excited to find this king. Old mean King Herod was concerned about this new king. He told the wise men to bring him back some information. They were wise enough to go back home a different way. But isn't it great? I want you to find in your own mind's eye that scene there in Bethlehem. But it's not long before they leave Bethlehem and head to Jerusalem for a particular reason. By way of the law, when a child is born, you must bring them to the temple and dedicate them unto the Lord. And so essentially, they went to church. That's a good parenting tip. Bring your children to church. It's an old saying. People say, I was drugged when I was younger. What do you mean? So my parents drugged me. They drugged me to church. I was right next door to the church, and so every Sunday, the Tudens would be there. Amen? Or some of y'all looking at me like your folk didn't do that to you. Some of you may have, but aren't you glad they drug you in? But I want to focus this morning on who was at the temple. And really, I'm looking at two people, really a pair of senior citizens, Simeon and Anna. They were not at the senior center. They were not at bingo night, but they were waiting in the temple for Jesus to get there. When I start to study these two biblical characters, they're mentioned nowhere else. But in this text, Luke lifted them up to make a point. When I read their story, I was torn between, should I say what they said, or should I focus on what they did? The old saying is that action speaks louder than words. And so the Bible says to be what? Doers of the word and not hearers only. So I settled on meeting Simeon and Anna today. And it's their reaction that can help us today. What is it that they did that we can learn from? Well, let's talk about Simeon. He waited with a plan. The Bible says in verse 27, he was moved by the Spirit when he went into the temple courts. In other words, he must have had an alert system. Some of y'all are too young for pages. Maybe he got a page that said, you might want to go to the temple because Jesus is there. But what the Holy Spirit will do, it will alert you. Ever been in a situation and you said, you know what? This just don't feel right. It was your alert system going off saying to you, you may not want to go that way. And I don't mean traffic. We have ways now you can get around the traffic. But he was someone who was led by the Spirit of God. He was told, you will not die until you see Jesus. Isn't that amazing? To get that kind of promise that no matter how bad your day is, no matter how many times you ache, you will not die until you see Jesus. Isn't it great about a promise that no matter what else was going on, he may have been threatened, but he knew this. Once he got the alert from the Spirit, head down to the temple. The one you want to see is there. Do you feel that alert just going off in your spirit? There's some things that God is saying to you. There's a plan he has in place for you, but you've got to wait on him and be of good courage. And the Bible says we ought to do what? Walk by the Spirit. And that way, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, you're looking at me like, what do you mean? I mean, the Spirit moves in such a way that you'll just feel an impression. You'll feel an unction to do something. Reverend, was it the Spirit or was it my own thoughts? No. You ever been in a place you feel like, you know what? This thing is on me. I went to bed with it. I woke up with it. But it goes against my conventional wisdom. And so Simeon shows up at the temple to meet Jesus. knowing that when this was over, he could say, see you later. I'm going to glory. He waited with a plan. And let's talk about Anna. She waited on purpose. There was a prophet, a prophetess, named Anna. It gives her background, where she was from, her daddy's name. She'd gotten married. Her husband passed. But what was important is that she hung out at the temple. Even though she had lost someone important in her life, she prayed and she fasted. And she didn't do it every now and then. It was around the clock that she loved to hang out at church. Anybody like that?
Yeah.
I was laughing some weeks ago when one of our youngest members saw me in a supermarket. I told you the story. He says, Pastor, say, the church is your house. He associated me at the produce stand that I should be at church. He saw me in a different environment. And what do people see when they see you? Her purpose was to stay and get direction from God. That I'm doing this for a reason. That God has placed you in a particular place for a reason. She fasted and she prayed 24/7. Could you call her a Jesus freak? Somebody who just loved the Lord like that. So much so that she couldn't wait to be in his presence. I imagine she takes on Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, you don't look too glad. I mean, you came today because you're glad. Yeah. Anybody glad today to be in the house of the Lord? Anna came with a purpose to pray and to fast. But when I thought about both of them, our seniors, I want to just say to our seniors here, God bless you. Seniors are in the house. Some of y'all seniors don't want to be seniors yet. Amen. I'm not quite a senior yet, even though my hair is gray. But there's no indication that they knew each other. No indication that Anna knew Simeon or that Simeon knew Anna. But they both were there to see Jesus. I may not know you like that, or you may not know a stranger, but perhaps what you have in common is you serve the same God. And that's always great. So they waited with the privilege of being able to see Jesus. Verse 28 says, Simeon took him in his arms. In other words, he got a chance to hold baby Jesus. I mean, can you imagine that he probably cuddled eternity in his arms and was right? You know, you got to hold the baby the right way. I remember that. Hand on the back. But there's Simeon holding Jesus. There's Simeon holding his Lord and Savior. There's Simeon holding hope. There's Simeon holding peace and joy. What a privilege that you can hold him in your heart today. And he begins to tell them, I've seen what I need to see. That right now, y'all can go ahead and call the funeral home. I'm ready. I got a chance to do that which God promised me. And that was, well, let me do it again. I don't know if Jesus was crying, but what are you holding today? What promise are you holding on to? Just know you can keep Jesus that close to you. The one he was holding him. The one he was holding was keeping him. The one he was cuddling was being his peace in the midnight hour. And then Anna, she comes up and just gave thanks. She didn't pick him up, but she was just excited to know that Jesus was in the house. I mean, after all, she must have been checking every day. Where are you going, Anna? I'm going to church. Why? I just might see Jesus. And so all she does is get excited and begin to thank God and to tell others about God. How many people are willing to tell others about God? That you're so excited that you've seen the Savior, she couldn't help herself. Amen. And there was a reason they were privileged, that God had picked them and that God had favored them to be able to see Jesus. What a mighty moment. What a time of celebration. Well, before I close the curtains and before you change the channel, I don't want you to forget what it means to wait on the Lord. You may forget Mary's story. You may forget Joseph's story. You may confuse Simeon with Simon and Anna with Phoenicia. But it don't matter. What's really important is that you remember your Jesus experience. Can I tell you about my experience? I couldn't wait to grow up. I couldn't wait to be grown. Come on, don't leave me hanging now. I'm 21. I'm grown with all the grown responsibilities. So I went out there in the world, 21 and some change. And I couldn't wait until I realized what it took to be grown. Or some of y'all are 21 and a half. Amen. But Jesus kept waiting on me. That no matter how much I messed up, he was waiting. How much I fell short, he was waiting. How much I blew it, he was still waiting. It didn't matter. He waited on me until I got it together. And then I didn't have it together, but he got me together. Amen. The Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. He is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. In other words, he is still waiting on you. To do what? To give your life to him. There's an old story I have heard before, and I came across it last night. It takes you to an Indian reservation, and there's a missionary who's preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. It got so good that the old Indian chief was really moved by it. He came from the back row, came to the front, and says, "Me, chief, give tomahawk to Jesus." He went on back, thought he had done something big. Missionary kept preaching, kept declaring Jesus. And the old chief came back slowly. "Me, chief, give blanket to Jesus." Yeah, he was getting close. He went back, and the missionary was starting to bring it. He came back. "Me, chief, give horse to Jesus." And by now, the missionary felt his help coming. He started preaching hard, and the old chief got up and made his way to the altar. And he said, "Me, chief, give himself to Jesus." Isn't that good news today? I'm not the chief, but I know the chief. The one who's the chief of your souls. And so don't give him a gift card. Don't give him the markdown, but give him your heart. Isn't that amazing? What he really wants is your heart. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy. Oh, my soul, like the sea billow. Oh, you don't feel this thing yet. Since Jesus came in here. Since Jesus turned my life around. Since Jesus changed my thinking. Since Jesus changed my thoughts. Since Jesus changed how I treated my neighbor. Since Jesus taught me how to love. Aren't you glad today that he waited on you? And once you connected with him, your life is so much better. Waiting for Jesus. He's waiting for you. Thank you, Simeon. Simeon say, farewell. I'm straight now. Anna says, until the day you call me, I'm going to give you praise. How many folk came to give God some praise today? Amen. That this was not a, oh, well, they was at the temple. I'm talking about excitement about Jesus. Amen. What do you bring today as you wait? That is the word of God today. It is already blessed. Come on, stand today and bring your heart to Jesus. Not your American Express card. Not your bank account. Not your favorite things. What he wants is you. He wants all of you today. Aren't you glad you surrendered and gave in and stopped fighting? Oh, some of y'all fought. I did. I tried everything but to come right. But one day, I'm trying to stop this thing. One day, I couldn't hold it any longer. I knew right, but I had to keep on pressing my way. And thank God that he's still fixing me up. Come on to Jesus, even now. That's the invitation. Don't be the Indian chief. He ran out of things to give. He gave his best, but it wasn't good enough. What Jesus wants is this: your heart, your mind, and your soul. The invitation is out there. Come. Come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now. He will save you. He will save. Aren't you glad about that? He will save you. He will save you. Just now. Just now. He will save. He will save. I want to appeal to you. In a moment, I want to just be a old country lawyer at closing arguments, talking to the jury. Ladies and gentlemen, I come today representing he who is the Savior of the world. Have you considered today what your life would be if you died today? Have you given thought of what would happen to you if all of a sudden you died today? Now, give us some thought. Let me make my case today. I have found that whatever you need, he's got it. And that whatever situation you're in, he'll bring you through. If you just wait on the Lord And be of good courage. He'll strengthen your heart. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Now we're looking for a verdict. How do you render the verdict today? I'm just taking the Holy Ghost poll. How many folk know Jesus? I think they're still taking the jury count. Can't have a hung jury. Can't throw the case out. How many folk have given their hearts to Him? How many folk know that every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before? I think we just got a verdict. Case closed. Anybody want to shout today about how good the Lord is? And today, you make the case. Tell somebody, oh, He brought me through. Tell somebody, He made me whole. Tell somebody, He will change your life around. Let's bow. Heavenly Father, we thank You. If there's one in this place today, in a quiet, still voice, who may have never opened their hearts to You, I pray even now that they may do what Your word says. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Save that soul today as only You can. We thank You and we glorify You in Jesus' name. How many folk may have come today and say, I want to be a part of this fellowship before the year is out? The doors are always open. Amen. Go ahead and play a little bit of that to Linda. Yeah, I feel like going on. I'm trying to shut this thing down, but it's not my call. I feel like going on. Though trials on every hand. I feel like going. That's helping somebody today. I don't know who you are. Let's say it again. I feel like it's been a struggle. Hills have been hard to climb, but I'm on my way. I feel no opposition can stop you. No trials on every hand. On every hand. I feel like. I thank God that the voice tried to take me out. Man, I was fighting that rascal. Yeah.
I pray you were blessed by the word of God today. Be sure to pass the word that we're Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. For more information about our ministry, go to our website. It is www.com2harvest.org. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin in Baltimore County, Maryland. Have a great day in the Lord.